Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us here in our studios, a couple of Atlantic FFA members who have recently participated in the Iowa Youth Institute, which was a virtual event this year. Brian York is with us and Melina Woodward with us here this morning. We're going to start with Brian first. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jim?
Good. Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate the visit. How was the Iowa Youth Institute? It was a virtual experience for you this year. How was it?
Yes. This year, they merged into a two-day event this year. They said they had a lot of participants in, which was great. But really fun, really exciting. Got to meet with other students around Iowa, just participate, bounce ideas off of each other. We all wrote papers on different food insecurity crises going around in the world that we have today. And, you know, especially with the pandemic going on, it was a lot to share during that event. So we all chose different topics with different countries and everything and bounced ideas on how we would want to fix that or steps to take to start fixing those problems. Personally, my country was Tanzania, and I chose to work on sustainable agriculture in there. So I got to meet with other people from who wrote topics about Venezuela or Puerto Rico, about similar ideas and stuff that we had and kind of shared ideas throughout that. And then later on our second day, we got to meet with members from the United Nations so that they could take our ideas that we shared in these summits and then share them at their summit later in the year.
Tell me about the work on your paper, Sustainable Agriculture in Tanzania. I mean, how did you research that? What did you find that maybe we have in common with them?
So the main thing that I started off with my paper was I searched for a topic and a country first that, you know, I wanted to learn more about, you know, kind of get to know them and just figure out more about their culture. So I chose Tanzania right off the bat, you know, something I really had no idea, you know, what was going on, and then dove deeper into, you know, what's the culture in Tanzania, what's it like living in there, and, you know, what's some of the problems that they have to start and base that paper off of. And then that's when I wrapped my hands around the idea of doing sustainable agriculture. In my research, I found out that in the past years, you know, Tanzania has been on the rise in the agricultural community and has been growing out of their third world nation state. They're still right on that tipping point, though. So my paper talks about some issues they can address in the sustainable agricultural side to move them and get them over that tipping point and make sure that they can become prosperous for all of their citizens.
Mm-hmm. In the research, do you find things that would help in their instance that might also be of assistance here?
Yeah, there's a lot of things when you research that come up that others have thought about and make you just go like, oh, you know, that's a great idea. You know, why haven't we thought about that or anything? It makes you want to just jump out or keep exploring and learning all that you can within these topics.
Yeah, sustainability in agriculture is an issue everywhere you go.
Right, yeah, definitely.
You know, we can never grow enough, and that's everybody true. Runs into that, especially even here, the breadbasket of the world.
You know, yeah.
We can always grow more. Now, at the end of this, I mean, you had opportunity to ask questions, to interact with other students who are providing some of this other information as well. 2 days, you just got overloaded with all kinds of information.
Yeah, it was a really fun event where, you know, it was very hands-on, even though that we were all virtual, where we could all, it was very student-driven, I guess is what I'm trying to say, of if we had a problem that we wanted to address, then we could all sit down and address that problem and think it out as we wanted to, or take our conversations that we had in a certain direction that we wanted to, which made it very enjoyable and very just, it made it a fun environment to be in and to learn with. So it's definitely something I would recommend to anybody.
Well, and getting to interact with some of these professionals, too, in some of the different industries, that's got to be valuable.
Right. You know, it's not every day that you get to sit down and have a, you know, almost a one-on-one conversation with people from Corteva or the Iowa State Agricultural College.
You bet. So a great opportunity there. Now, you also got an opportunity to, you know, it wasn't just all for nothing for you. You got a scholarship out of this.
Right. This year, from writing that paper and then going and sharing our ideas at that Youth Institute, they're giving us a $1,000 scholarship to the Iowa State College of Agriculture. So it's really exciting and something I'm looking forward to.
FFA does pay off in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it does, I guess.
Give some advice to some students down the road here behind you that might have an opportunity to participate in this. Why should they take advantage of it?
You know, it's just like everything else where, I mean, you just got to start with one foot forward and see where that takes you. especially with high school or anything, even if you're in middle school, you know, getting involved is that big thing, and that's how you're going to get your name out in that world. So this is a great place to start there, and I mean, it really gets you connected with other leaders who are in the world, even in the community. So it's definitely something, if you're looking to get out or just find something to do, it's something I recommend. Plus, you know, it helps you with college if that's the route you're planning on taking.
Absolutely. Do you have a pretty good idea, feel for what you want to do down the road?
Yeah, I'm thinking somewhere in the engineering field, probably some agriculture on there too. You know, it's all around us and something that I definitely think I'd be good at.
So once again, kind of helping with sustainability issues.
Right. There we go.
All right. Well, I'm glad you had such a good time with this, and it was well worth that time as well. Good experience for you, Brian. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Jim.
Well, we're also visiting with Melina Woodward here this morning. I want to talk a little bit about your experience with the virtual Iowa Youth Institute. You pretty excited about being a part of that this year?
Yeah, it was really fun getting to participate again this year and learn about everybody's participation in trying to solve world hunger.
Yeah. So what was your specific topic that you worked on?
My topic was malnutrition in Guatemala. I did more research on malnutrition because last year I also did malnutrition. And after doing research last year, I found an interest in that and continued to do it on another country.
Why was that of interest to you? Just because you've had a little bit of experience working in that area already?
Yeah, after doing research last year, I found a lot of interesting facts, so it just kind of brought to my attention that that's a serious problem going around the world, and I just thought researching and finding facts about another country was pretty cool, too.
Yeah. Are there things that you can find about those issues in Guatemala that you can relate to back here as well?
Yeah, so I kind of started my paper off, like, relating it to my own personal life, where, like, when I'm involved in sports and I don't get the proper nutrition or, like, not eating healthy, it affects my performance, and so that kind of relates to them. Their schooling's not to the peak of their performance when they don't get the proper nutrition that they need.
It changes the whole... It changes the ball game. It's a complete game changer in those kinds of things. So did you work to try to identify some of the problems and maybe some solutions down the road?
Yeah, so my solutions this year were to educate, because I feel that's a big idea for any solution, just to educate them on the proper nutrition so they can fix their problems. And again, this year I thought of community gardens, because they need to learn how to produce their own foods. And overall, peer relations, because we're influenced, even here in the U.S., we're influenced by our peers to do new things.
So what are some of the hurdles that they need to overcome?
Well,
those things, I assume, are pretty big hurdles.
Yeah, so just changing. Not everybody's likes change, so that's would be the first step, I guess.
Yeah, well, of course, it's a changing world as well. And, you know, we see a lot of folks that will travel to places like that to do mission work and to help with some of those things. But it's one thing, like you kind of touched on, it's one thing to just go there to maybe help, but it's another thing to try to teach. And then you can, you know, give them an opportunity to work on those things and develop it over time.
Yep.
So is that something you would ever want to do now that you've done a little work for a few years looking into some of these things? Would you ever want to visit and actually experience some of that firsthand?
Yeah, I think it would be pretty cool to visit these countries and teach them our ways, and it'd be something different for sure.
Sure. Now, this was a virtual event this year. We all know why. Talk a little bit about that experience for you. Was it? Did you still feel like you got full impact in it?
Yeah, so we were split up with like six different kids in these Zoom sessions where we presented our papers. It was the same as last year, and then we also had the emerging groups where we got to learn about different agriculture. So my emerging group was mechanical, so I learned about different like tractors and combines and different things like that.
Okay, so you have an opportunity to really kind of exchange ideas and thoughts with some other students and some other folks in the industries.
Yeah, so we have experts in the groups too, and we had 2 hours where we just had a discussion of all of our ideas and how we can help other countries.
Sure. And that was stimulating for you? You feel like you got a lot out of that?
Yes. This is a big learning opportunity.
Well, and to have access to some of the people, the professionals in those industries that you wouldn't normally be able to get 5 minutes with, but you were able to sit down with for a bit of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's super cool learning about what they do right now, to their ideas and how they're helping other countries.
Sure. How do you feel like this experience will help you down the road? Has this opened your eyes enough that maybe you want to include this in some of your future, some of your college curriculum, perhaps?
Yeah, so this has opened many opportunities for me. Besides the scholarship, in college I can maybe like get a group together, go down, visit these countries to put my ideas out there and put them to work.
Very good. Well, time is money, and you spent the time, and it sounds like you got the money, too.
Yeah. This year, they gave us an extra $500, so that was pretty cool.
Awesome. Well, I see you and Brian both were listed as Borlaug Scholars, and were able to get the scholarship opportunity out of that, too. That's pretty exciting to be recognized.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did everybody get that opportunity?
Yep. So everybody received the $1,000 scholarship if they wrote their paper with all the requirements, and they attended this two-day event.
Okay, very good. Things like FFA, they've been pretty important to you?
Yes.
Why?
FFA has just taught me many lessons, life lessons that I'm going to learn or use later on in life, and I think that's important.
Yeah. Give a sales pitch to the younger students out there. So why should they be involved in things like FFA, and more specifically, things like this if they get an opportunity to be a part of the Iowa Youth Institute?
Well, FFA just gave me a chance to like participate in things I enjoy, such as showing cattle, livestock judging, soils judging, just stuff like that. It just gets me out there, and it opens opportunities for things that you want to do later on in life.
Absolutely. Good answer. Well, Melina, again, congratulations on the experience and the award. That's awesome, and good luck to you in the future.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by here. That's Melina Woodward and Brian York, a couple of the Atlantic FFA members. They were involved in the Iowa Youth Institute recently, and as you just heard, sounds like a real positive experience for them.